You know, we never thought about it. Why did it change? Why did it make you feel good? Why did it make you want to express yourself? Because that's who God is. Satan is sickness. Satan is death. Satan is meanness. Satan is cruel. Satan is, that's why it happened to you, because that's who he is. And he wants to express himself through you, make you feel like he is.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no good in that rascal. He is sickness. He's sick.
Yes, sir.
That's why that girl had that unclean spirit. That's why people do unclean stuff, because that's the ungodly spirits. Why do you think a man want to become a woman? He's a male, but yet you know they're sick.
Amen.
Can't no normal person think like that? I mean, I can't think like a woman because I don't know how.
Yes, sir.
You female, you can't think like a man because you don't know how. You're not one.
Yes, sir.
You can't act like you could. You shouldn't even be trying to think and act like a man because you're not. That's why he gave you the name female. Do you do, when y'all get out of here, I dismiss all of you, you are going to go out there and get in all your bulldozers and drive home.
Amen.
That's not what you came in. That's not what it is. That's not what it's designed. Can y'all see it now?
Yes, sir.
And so what God wants you to do, see, he said, my kingdom is here for you to come back to God so you operate like I created you from the original. Hallelujah. Why are you here on this earth? Hallelujah. And you can live like a saved person, walk like a healed person, live like a prosperous person, because in the midst of it, Satan can't stop you when you walk in faith, when you walk in love, when you're led by the Spirit, when you're full of the Word, when you allow the Word to fill you up and take control. Satan's stuff can't work because the blood has set you free from him, and he can't touch you.
Amen.
He'll try to persecute you, put pressure on you to change your mind, but you stand your ground. And you'll come out victorious every time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Look at what else Jesus did. Matthew 9:35. Jesus went about all the cities. What did he do? And villages. Doing what? Teaching in their synagogue. See, he said the kingdom of God has showed up. Now I want you to know it showed up. It's accessible. Now I'm going to tell you how to get over in it and operate in it. And we've been here for 2,000 years, and a lot of people hadn't learned how to operate in the kingdom. Just keep letting Satan beat you up. Just doing all kinds. Aren't you fed up with that stuff? Struggling, I don't know how I'm going to make it, I don't know what. No, it's already been made. I'm going to trust God. What did the word say? What did it say? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And do what? Lean not to thine own understanding. So is that too complicated to grasp? And lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, Lord, what, you know, I just want to be real with the Lord. I'm saying, Lord, now, am I getting this right? Is this the right message you want me to preach? No, I'm serious. I don't want to just get up here and try to put on a show. Too much of that have happened. People come and leave like they came. They don't get anything to take away.
Amen.
I promise God, I'm going to be a vessel he can flow through and give you what he wants you to have. Is that all right? I don't want it to be so complicated. I don't want to try to impress you that I know so much. Those days are gone.
Amen.
I never did have them, but they sure enough gone. You understand what I mean? I'm not interested trying to impress anybody. I just want to hear what God has to say and tell the truth with love. Amen. So you won't be fooled. You won't act a fool. Satan is a fool. Why you won't act a fool? Are you a fool? Then well, why would you fool with a fool when you've been delivered from it? So Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues.
Amen.
Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What was he preaching? What we're talking about, this healing. We're going to get in more detail then later on. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and after he preached the gospel of the kingdom, he healing every sickness and every disease among the people. If he did that, why we're not doing it? I said, if that's what he said, that's what the scripture said he did, right? Well, why are we not doing it? Why are we going around talking crazy talk, God don't heal today? Why would he come and do that 3.5 years ministry and then leave and take it with him? How much sense does that make to you? And he said, I came to seek and to save that which were lost. And then once he get here and tell us about this great kingdom that he want us to be, and now it's accessible. And then once he tell us about it and let us know it's accessible, then he take it with him and leave us high and dry. You see, that kind of preaching don't fly. That kind of preaching, teaching don't fly. It messes you up. You need to hear what, that's why you ought to read your Bible. Because they issue, I had them to say it and I heard them say it. God don't heal today. God can't heal anything. When in time or eternity that some created being can outdo God? You know what he said to me? Hallelujah. And I thought about it. He said, Jimmy, Jesus, and this is what he said. God, I was God in Jesus. I got in man and did all these things so man could see that he's like me. Now let me give you another one to cooperate with him and believe like he wants you to believe. Give me 1 John 4:17. 1 John, it's all right in the King James. 1 John 4:17. And we'll come back to that verse. By living in God's love, that's passion there. Give me the King James. Okay. Here is our love made what?
Perfect.
That means it's complete. It's no flaws in it. There's nothing wrong with it. You can't find a flaw. You can't find anything because his love is what? Perfect. That we may have what? Boldness when? See, because in the day of judgment, because see, people will try to judge you and tell you and make you back away from what God has said. And see, when they try to judge you, that you ain't, you think you all that, I'm all what Jesus said I am.
Amen.
And you can't change it with your foul talking. So in the day of judgment, because what? As he is, so are we where? Is he sick while he's in heaven? He's seated at the right hand of God, right? Is he sick? Is he confused? Is he broke? Is he angry? Is he hateful? Why do we allow it among ourselves?